It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Bob Soucy, who joins us from the broadcast booth at MetLife Stadium. Bob Soucy, how do we pronounce that name? How are we going with that?
Yeah, we don't, you know, and Chris, good to be with you guys today. And it's funny you asked that because I remember when I asked Ramon Humber how he pronounced his name, he looked at me like I had three eyes because I was thinking of the baseball player who once pitched a perfect game, I think, Philip Humber, who bounced around in the major leagues for a while and had the silent H. But no, it is Humber, Ramon. Playing for the Patriots.
Well, you know, there's like a hard H, there's a silent
H,
and then
absolutely.
I think there's sort of that soft H, you know, sort of in the middle there. Humber. Where you're like sort of saying it, but not. So there we go.
Yeah,
Humber, and of course, Bob Soucy did his due diligence and asked the man himself how to pronounce the name.
The soft H is when you're not really sure, you just say it quickly, hoping nobody notices.
You just sort of middle it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a broadcaster's trick there.
I'm a master of that.
Bob, we've talked to Andy Hart. We've talked to Jeff Howe. And we've all seen the video of Tom Brady sort of walking into the stadium today, making his presence known. Dressed nicely, of course. Do you detect a little bit of a limp there from the quarterback?
You know, I will say this. I talked to someone who did have a conversation with Brady in the last couple of days, and he said
Scott
he's
Zolak.
Feisty. No, actually, it is not Scott Zolak.
Okay,
it is not Scott Zolak.
Excellent. All right.
But it is a trustworthy source, and he said, you know, he seems really feisty and ready to go for what that's worth. But, yeah, we've seen him play through the Achilles injury last year, and I don't think we realized at the time how difficult it was for him in that experience last year. He has been a guy who's had numerous ailments that have certainly affected him. I think it was a couple of years ago there was an ankle problem. I remember here in the Meadowlands, the first game that I called between the Patriots and the Jets, when he hurt his hand and had to deal with that for the coming weeks. Certainly for the Patriots, they've got to protect him better than they did 2 weeks ago. Three sacks a season high and some extra hits as well on top of that total against a Titans team that blitzed appropriately. And I think what he's going to face today is a Jets team that's going to blitz frequently.
Bob, when you look at this, you mentioned this Jets team that, you know, they're going to blitz frequently. As good as they've been on third down defensively, second in the NFL, they've been terrible offensively. In fact, you look at the last four games that they've lost, they're 8-for-52 on third down. Is this a game for the Patriots defense to get back on track after what happened with Tennessee?
It should be, Chris. If you're looking for a strong start, and this Patriots team is, then the Jets might be the tonic, because New York in its last game against Buffalo started the contest with four consecutive three and outs. And you noted the numbers in the four game losing streak, 15% conversion rate, 1-for-12 versus Buffalo. I think last year in the home game for the Patriots against the Jets late in the season, it was 0-for-12 to start before the Jets finally converted a third down. But today, from a defensive perspective, it's important to keep the Jets where they are. Stagnant offensively, they've had some guys who had good years last year as receivers be less productive, in part because of injuries, people like Robbie Anderson and Jermaine Kearse. They have had a tight end, Chris Herndon, who had a touchdown catch in three consecutive games, and considering the Patriots' problems covering tight ends in the past, you know, that could be an issue today. But from the running game point of view for the Jets, they have Isaiah Crowell, but they lack that dual threat as they've had in the past at times, like a Matt Forte or a Bilal Powell, for example. So this team is very, very limited offensively, and they have been struggling, as you noted, I think 43 points overall during the four-game losing streak. And the Patriots need a strong start, and the defense can certainly help toward that end by keeping the Jets down.
Hey, Bob, it's a dreary day here in New England. Curious to know what the weather is there. I just saw a live shot not too long ago, and it looks like it's a pretty nice day, so the track won't be an issue at all.
Not at all, Beto. It poured throughout the night. Heavy rain constantly throughout the evening, but right now the sun is shining. It's very mild. The temperature is going to be in the low 50s. A very pleasant setting for today's game, or as pleasant as it could be in the New Jersey Meadowlands.
Hey, Bob, just quickly here, any sort of traction there around the team with this column that Manish Mehta of the New York Daily News had about Rob Gronkowski? You know, anything there, just sort of buzz around the stadium, or just anything there with the New York media and that column, and the New York media feeling like the Patriots can be had in this game?
Well, I wouldn't say that I've sensed any buzz. It's funny, I just saw Manish doing a phone interview just outside the door here as I was coming in for this spot, and I should have taken time to ask him about that. I know there was a little interaction with Tom Curran locally and Manish. To me, it's just par for course. Manish is a guy that has had a knack during his career with the Daily News of needling Patriot fans and I would say even trolling them on social media and with his columns. But he's done the same, in fact, to the home team as well, the New York Jets. So I think he'd kind of take it in stride. I would have to think, though, that privately the Patriots did take note. Gronk was asked about it late in the week, and although he joked about it, no doubt that'll add to his motivation today to come out and assert himself and at least resemble the Gronk that we've been accustomed to seeing in recent years. Because this is a guy that has been a very, very productive player. He plays with a lot of pride and intensity, but as we know, has not been the same and has been out of the lineup for three of the last four games. And, you know, hopefully it turns out to be premature, the news of his demise.
He is Bob Soucy, voice of the Patriots. Looking forward to your call in a little bit, Bob. Thanks,
guys. Appreciate it.